2 years ago, everyone was excited for Parshas Bahar because it was the year before Shemitah year. We got to talk about Shemitah right before it happens. And last year, everyone was excited for Parshas Bahar because, hey, it's a Shemitah year, we can talk about what's happening now. And this year, we're even more excited because the year after Shemitah could be Yovel. That's also in the Parsha. So we're going to be excited every single year. We'll figure out something to be excited about next time. Now, technically, Yovel, which has the restrictions also of working the land, just like Shemitah, 2 years in a row, very tough. With the addition of ancestral fields returning back to their original owners, all the slaves and the workers going free, it's a very difficult time for homeowners, for field owners. It's a very challenging time. And the Pasuk tells us that on the 10th day of Tishrei on Yom Kippur, even though really Yovel begins on the first day, but on the 10th day the slaves go free, there is a shofar that is sounded by Beis Din, and that is the symbol that the slaves are going to go free, and all the workings of Yovel, all the challenging aspects of Yovel are fully going into effect. Bali Machshava points out that for us also, on our Yom Kippur, the yearly Yom Kippur, our personal Avodah Yom Kippur, the same thing is true. We're all struggling, we're all slaves to our habits, to our phones, to our bad midos, and then it's a chance to be free. The shofar is sounded at the end of Yom Kippur, and there's a wonderful liberation. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, HaMitzvah 331, describes what is the idea of the shofar, why is it so important that the shofar symbolizes the freeing of the slaves and all the difficult aspects of Yovel taking place. Well, first, the Sefer HaChinuch points out, just like on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is supposed to wake us up, to give us the chizuk, to give us the awareness that we're about to do something that's an avodah. It's to give us inspiration. And then he writes something amazing. Beautiful psychological insight. Sefer HaChinuch over 800 years ago. He writes that when a person is facing the challenges of releasing their slaves, of giving the fields back, of having their whole society uprooted, the wealthy and the poor are all being mixed up. It's very confusing, very challenging. It helps to know that everyone else is facing the same challenge as well. When this homeowner hears the sound of the shofar, he has the strength and the chizuk to deal with his challenge because he remembers the person next door is facing the same challenge as well. Person down the block, person who has 5 slaves, 20 slaves, 70 fields, a person who's not working a lot more than he's not working, leaving fallow for a second year in a row. It gives chizuk for a person to find out that others are struggling as well. What the Sefer HaChinuch calls Saras Rabim Chatzi Nechama. The struggles of the masses is already half of the comfort. Half of the comfort knows that others are struggling as well. Beautiful idea that many quotes in the past many hundred years from the Sefer HaChinuch of this mitzvah. Saras Rabim Chatzi Nechama. Half the comfort is just knowing other people are going through the same struggle. So the negative way to look at this would be something along the lines of jealousy. One of these, if I'm going down, I'm taking everyone down with me, kind of perspectives. Well, if I have to suffer, well, it's good to know that no one else is better than me. God forbid I should have to deal with jealousy. Let's make everyone suffer. And if everyone's suffering, then I'm not really suffering so much. That's the negative approach we can take. In the Sefer Orchos Tzadikim, 500 years ago, classic Musar Sefer, he writes that apocryphal story of a king who came to a person and said, I'll give you anything you want, but the catch is whatever you get, whatever's done to you, happens double to your rival. So what's he going to ask for? Riches? His competitor will be twice as rich. A house? A car? If it was invented yet, whatever it is, it'll be twice as challenging. So the man finally says, okay, poke out one of my eyes. He knew he couldn't tolerate anything good if his friend would have twice as much, but he could endure any suffering if his friend had it twice as worse. That's one approach, the negative approach in this idea. Tzaras Rabim Chatzi Nechama is a comfort knowing, well, at least others are suffering too. Maybe they're suffering worse than I'm suffering. But there's a more positive aspect as well, and that is the value of empathy. Because most often, when a person is suffering through pain, it's less about the actual pain, the actual challenge, than it is about the feeling of being alone. A person feels lonely in their struggle, a sense of why do I have to go through this when everyone else, my cohort mates, my competitors, they don't have to face the same health, financial, shidduchim, whatever it is. It's very isolating for a person to feel that they are suffering while others are not. And less about bringing others down, but a sense of feeling that I'm not alone. When a person feels alone because where is Hashem? Why has He singled me out? Why am I the only one suffering through this? There's a comfort in numbers. Saras Rabim Chatzina Chama, there's already a comfort knowing others have gone through the struggle too. A, because look, they came out the other side. There is a recovery from this terrible illness, God Rechmanu Litzlan. There's a terrible difficulty of facing whatever the challenge is. People have survived, and hearing people's stories, hearing the stories of survivors, gives chizuk. But even if it's not just a matter of hearing people's stories of recovery, just having support in numbers, the value of a support group, where there may not be any skills taught or any resolutions found, but just knowing other people are going through it too, where you don't feel alone anymore, is already half of the comfort. Not the whole comfort, but already a significant majority of feeling better is knowing others are going through it as well. And it's no surprise and it's no shock and no coincidence that a lot of the great organizations that have been founded to help people through illness and financial trouble and shidduchim were often founded by a person who once went through that struggle, who decided, you know, no one was there for me, but I'm going to be that person who can be there for someone else, to create that support group, to create that network. Well, that's wonderful if one has actually gone through the same exact tzara. But how can a person be helpful? How can a person offer empathy if they haven't actually gone through that exact struggle itself? And the answer is that empathy means for a person to try to put themselves in someone else's shoes, and just to sit with them, and to carry the burden with them. In Hebrew, the phrase for empathy is Noseh ba'ol im chavero. Literally, to carry the burden with someone else. Not because necessarily the comforter has gone through anything similar, but you're not going to be alone. I'll sit with you. I'll cry with you. I'll hug you. We're not going to solve anything. Often we ask, how can I help someone? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Just check in. Let them know that their struggle is our struggle. Tzaras rabim, chatzi nechama. It's not them fighting it alone. They have the care and support of other people. That's already half the comfort. And we all can do that. Past experiences, similar or not, we all can sit with someone, binosei ba'ol, im chavero, to help someone else carry the burden. Sympathy and empathy are often mixed up. But sympathy means to look at someone and say, oh, poo-poo, that sounds awful. See ya. And empathy means to sit down with them and say, let's go through it together. I'll sit with you for as long as it takes. And just that fact itself gives people chizuk. This is the Sefer HaChinuch's amazing idea about why the shofar is sounded, to give people the chizuk to face the difficult challenges agriculturally, financially, for them to realize it's not just me. Others are going through it too. And knowing that one is not alone, one has the support of others, is already chatzi nechama.